we are at an impasse. We've been working hard to find this solution locally, and that's what we need to do, to find a solution locally, agree on something and present this to the minister and the department for an answer as to whether or not they're going to fund the two station solution for South Donegal. It's look at this is a simple enough ask, and we're simply asking the council for a yes or no answer on this. Sorry, we're simply asking the department for a yes or no answer on this. The solution, as I see, can be a simple one. The most important thing is to protect our firefighters, their skill set and the service that they provide. The fire stations are just bricks and mortar, and we can have one fire station or we can have two with two separate locations. The service is what's important. We need to be ambitious in County Donegal. We need to maintain and improve our service. And at the moment, we are still at that impasse, unfortunately, where it seems to be the case that we are finding reasons not to do this rather than to do it.
And the point was made that every fire station in Donegal has been upgraded, renovated, and has been done, except Ballyshannon, Bundoran, and Glencullum Kill. And from what the debate went in the chamber today, I'm not sure we're any further forward.
I don't see huge progress today that I was hoping for. I was just looking for a simple step forward to ask for money. Since the special meeting on the 25th of June in 2018, the council resolved at that meeting to proceed with a two-station solution, to meet with the minister and to proceed with a two-station solution. But since that time, since I've become a councillor, most letters begin with, most letters or the meeting at in the Custom House began with the words, though a formal solution or formal proposal has not yet been made to ask for the two-station solution. And we need to make that simple request. What we're hearing today is that to put this request in, that it's going to cost €450,000 to come up with special, you know, specific detailed plans, site specification and all that. I'm asking for a simple proposal and a simple plan to be put forward that is not going to cost anywhere near that. We'd nearly build a station for $450,000. To me, that just sounds ridiculous. And we need to move. We need to progress on this because, as our Director of Service says, the stations are not in a good condition at the moment. They are not, but you know they should have been maintained to keep them to that level, but they're not in good locations. They need to have new locations in areas that have been verbally identified on the outskirts of Ballyshannon and the outskirts of Bundoran. These two stations would be just under 9 kilometres apart from each other. There is a situation at the moment in County Cavan where Virginia, a couple of years ago, has received a nice new station, and there's one that's under construction at the moment in Ballyjames Duff, which is about 11 kilometres apart. So it's a very similar situation. If it's good enough for Cavan, why isn't it good enough for, you know, for Donegal, if we are talking about national standards? You know, we are talking about providing the best possible service. We have a good service in this county and we need to retain
it. But the challenge made to you by Gary Martin, the Director of Service, at the meeting was, don't let the search for perfect get in the way of attaining what would be very good. What he appeared to be saying, as I understand it, is we can get a really good single station serving both, and we can do it in an optimum location, and that's on the table. Mm-hmm. His concern appears to be that as long as there is this campaign from people like yourself for two stations, what he believes and what he seems to see as the solution is not going to be executed.
Yeah, well, the word amalgamation has been used in all these reports. The site that has been identified for the single location is in Bundoran. It would mean that the Ballyshannon station would close. And I don't know who can stand over the closure of any fire station in County Donegal, you know, particularly in light of when you see, you know, unfortunate and terrible tragedies like Chrysler. We need a service. We need to at least maintain the service that we do have.
Even though Chief Fire Officers were recommending that as long as practically 40 years ago.
Look, there's been different variances on the request and the project over the years. In 40 years ago, they were talking about a station halfway between the two towns. Now it's not. It's about a station that's in Bundoran. You know, when you look at the fire ground, it's maybe hard to explain this by radio, but if you look at a map of the fire ground that it serves and you're pulling a station to the boundary or the periphery of that fire ground, it doesn't make sense. There's things like fire response times by the personnel in the Ballyshannon area. They are currently the first pump. They're the first station that's called. They will automatically now be the second pump. They will have to travel. Like in one case of a firefighter, if there is an accident, say for example a road traffic accident at the Cashlard crossroads, which is often the case, a particular firefighter would have to travel to the new location in Bunorn and back past his own front door. That's 18 or 19 kilometres he has to drive before he's going in the right direction to that accident. That takes time. Every minute counts, as we know, and the local knowledge is really important. The actual ORH report has evidence in it to show the delayed response times by an average of 3 minutes to some of these primary and secondary incidents. So I think it's really important. Every minute counts. And when you're talking about 3 minutes, you know, been caught in a car accident on the side of the road, or in a house fire that's burning around you, and you have to wait for the second pump to come along before you can enter that thing. Every second counts, never mind every minute. And when we're talking about choosing to reduce our service by an average of 3 minutes, that's not good enough. I am not going to stand by and let that happen on my watch. And I will fight this to the bitter end. If we don't get the answer that we want, this fight will continue. And it's not just me. There's a lot of people standing behind me on this. And a lot of councillors, a lot of elected representatives, a lot of firefighters throughout the county, their unions, and like nationwide. This is actually something that I think could be a nationwide problem, because if this is going to happen in Donegal, who should be worried next? You know, there are many, many examples of fire stations around the country that are within 10 kilometres, 15 kilometres of each other. Should they be worried? Is this a new precedent now that's going to be set nationally? This is really, really important to fight this and to save all our stations in County Donegal. The way it's looking at the moment, the Ballyshannon station is most at risk of being closed, and that can simply not happen. And I will continue to fight this along with my council colleagues in Donegal County Council to fight this, to make sure that we do our utmost and everything we can do to make this happen.